Hello again. This is Luca Mino. We're back with Learn to Unlearn. And I got the wrong version of the song again. I thought I had the right version. This is the one that's twice as long. But that's okay. We're going to enjoy it just a little bit. Here's the hook again. So we are back. We're going to be talking about a few things. I may as well run through them because it sounds great with the music in the background. We're going to talk about the chat. We're going to talk about prayers for all and how, yes, good men cry. We're going to talk about, we're going to go to Mi'kmaq country a little bit and talk about raising our frequency and getting rid of old habits. So first of all, I'd like to say hello again to everybody and thank you for having me. And Steve, this is a good day to be here. This is our super producer. Maybe somebody's listening to us for the first time. This is Shake and Wake Radio Live. This is Learn to Unlearn and our best producer in the whole wide world, Steve, which is right here, not beside me, but in cyber thought, right?
Is that what it's called?
I don't know. I just made that up. Cyber thought, you know, it's not in...
A cyberspace? I don't know.
Yes. And I have to warn people to please behave in the chat because I saw some pretty heavy stuff in the chat and I kind of thought about it all week and I wanted to say something because, you know, we really have to watch what we say sometimes. The chat has reached a new level of ugliness, I see. May a roach poop in your coffee? Steve, did you hear about that?
No, I did not. What?
May a roach poop in your coffee.
What's all that about?
My attempt at a joke, anyway. Annie's probably laughing her little butt off because she's the one who said that. May a roach poop in your coffee. I thought that was hilarious. So I just had to throw that in because of the... You know, an attempt at a joke, right? I thought that was so cute. I love doing stuff like that. You know, you just write stuff down, then they completely forget about it. And the next week you just drop the bomb. And we have a little surprise, too. Talk about a bomb. We have another surprise, too. Hello to everybody in the chat as well. I didn't see... Cool. Yet, Sarah, I saw Boston Mark. I saw Melissa. I saw Annie. I saw Steve. So
Sarah's in there.
Oh, is she? Okay, good. Yep. Well, we're saying hello to her too. we're going to talk with Whitney Webb as well this hour. And we're going to visit America. You know, last week I threw out a very, very angry, what would you call it? It's not a narration, but he was just, it's a message from an Israeli himself saying what happens if you stand with Israel. Okay. And I don't usually play the same thing twice in 2 weeks, but I said to myself, you know, you want to be more efficient with it, write it out. You know, and the guy talks fast. Okay. 2 minutes. That's a long time to sit there and write out like one quarter of a phrase at a time. Like I'm not that good at typing, as you might have figured. So I wrote it out and I might share it again if we have time because it's so appropriate right now. It's so amazingly appropriate. But first, prayer-wise, yes, I like to always start with a prayer because I have something to share. Something I've been getting out of for a while, and I want to share it because it's true and because it's one of our worst enemies, and it was my worst enemy until I cleared it, told it to go to Chicago somewhere. And it's a skeleton in the closet that I took care of. There you go. That's a good way to put it. It's a negative self-talk. You know, like, oh, I'm so stupid. I'm probably going to, you know, or, oh, you, geez, you stupid. Beep. Look what you just did with it, you know, and you're talking to yourself. You're by yourself. Well, first time I did that. Oh, no, actually, let's say the last time I did that. That's more accurate. The last time I did it, I heard myself say it to myself, and I said, Luca, there's nobody here. And I said, that's not me talking. Am I talking to myself? No. So who am I talking? Who am I emulating? Oh, okay. And that's when I first realized it. Now it's like, you know what? I'm going to be very careful how I talk to myself, because if we're not friends, me, myself, and I, if I'm not friends with myself, I can't be friends with anybody. I can't. If you don't love yourself first, type thing, right? Luca forgot his counter again. So this is what I've been working on. And for a present for everybody for Christmas, that's what I'd like to give everyone listening. The chance to really give ourselves a break to forgive ourselves, you know? Like Buscaglia always likes to say, I was a jerk back then, you know? And not talk negative about ourselves. And you know what it became now? And I actually wrote it down. I'm proud of myself. I'm surrounding myself with plus, you know, with people in positive, you know, good people. Think and act positively all the time. You can rewrite your own life overnight, literally. So I want to be what's missing in this world. I want to be the sunshine that's missing. I want to raise my own frequency. And by doing that, I'm going to raise everybody else's. And I've been talking about frequencies a lot, right? I want to praise and never judge. That's a big one. And the four rooms that I talk about sometimes, emotional, physical, mental, and spiritual, you spend a little bit of time in each room every day. That way it's balanced. That's what it is. That's the key to everything, right? Any matriarch will agree with you, any grandmother or anybody that knows anything about societal engineering or whatever you want to call it, how societies work, it's balance and it's caring for each other. Being aware of our own self sometimes is enough. Just, you know, knowing how you're acting, knowing I was so lucky as a non-native approaching spirituality, because it's like, you know, go inside. What do you mean go inside? You know, what are you talking about? Go inside, you know, as if I was lucky because I was kind of the black sheep. In my family anyway. So I was prone to being like that. I was prone to being awakened. So I was lucky. And, you know, they call me like Whitey in the beginning, you know, because I was learning and I had to be slapped outside the head a few times. You know, you have to forget about yourself. And at the same time, you have to build yourself up. It's quite something. You know, to be selfless, but also to love yourself and to be completely secure within yourself. Yeah, right. Good luck. You know, so this is what I've been doing a lot. And I wanted to start the show out that way, because as I was writing out that Stand for Israel thing, I said to myself, you know, this is really good because I get to go over the shows that I did the week before. Remember last week we did this, you know, so this is how we're going to work. Something very important that I would make part of a disclaimer, if I wouldn't, like Roger Landry says, have people roll their eyes and go, oh, there he goes again. But I've got to say it. Actually, before I go there, I'm going to tell people about scraping their cars again. That's going to be a part of the disclaimer for the winter season. It really should be, because it's so pitiful. You see people out there scraping and scraping and scraping. Some people don't even have the physical capacity to be able to do that. You don't have to, okay? Start the car, put the car, you know, put it on defrost and put it on high, whatever, and go back in. Go back inside. Wait about 5 or 10 minutes until you see a difference in the window in front. Take warm, lukewarm water, the stage after cold, right? Lukewarm water, just a touch on the warm side. Go outside on top of the windshield. You just pour it very gently. It goes right under the ice, lifts it up, and comes right off most of the time. Maybe you have to scrape a little bit, but it's such a pleasure. Some people like putting vinegar in the water at the same time. Very important to do, okay? You don't have to do all that work. You know, you see people doing that and they don't talk to you and you don't talk to them because they don't talk to you, right? And you go out there and you do that. And by the time you're rolling out, because you do it, if you're good, you can do it on every window. So you don't have to do any scraping, and you're leaving by the time the person only got halfway through one window and he's panting and panting and telling you off probably, right? So very important, okay? You don't have to, you know, and you don't put boiling water on the windshield either when it's minus 30. Duh. It's lukewarm water that really does it. I don't know why. It's, you know, meteorologists will probably tell you the chemical reason why. We are moving through the largest evolutionary shift in consciousness ever experienced on this planet. And everyone is choosing to evolve in this lifetime. Some people just want to be the way they are. Some people just want to evolve, like the people listening today and like me and like Annie and Steve and everybody, you know, everybody here within hearing range. But unfortunately, this means that, you know, we will suffer the loss of people we dearly love. Isn't that weird how I keep saying all the time, practice losing what you love the most and also live with less? Steve can tell me I'm lying if I am, but I don't think I am. I say that quite a few times. See, and you compartmentalize, right? And you all of a sudden you're reading something one time and blink, you know, it comes up. Oh, a meme comes up and it says, learn how to unlearn and then relearn, right? There are little signs everywhere that you're on the right track. Not everyone is going to evolve in this lifetime. If you've chosen to grow and to walk the path of evolving your soul, you're going to have to be prepared to grieve the loss of a lot of people or many people that you love that won't walk the path with you. Some have chosen to stay in fear or to replay their karma instead. We're all on our own journey in this life. That's what's so incredible. We all have a personal choice. That's what I was just saying in the beginning of the show. We can rewrite our life overnight. I believe that. It's not going to get easier, though, as the energies flood the planet or whatever they want to call it or whoever wants to call it. As we move forward, anyone not enlightenment in alignment with our frequency is going to be pulled out of our life. It just won't work anymore. All of a sudden, within a month, I'm disliked by the neighbor on top of me and two neighbors across the street and the neighbor next to me. For no reason. The gap between those two timelines is becoming wider. And anyone who doesn't align with your frequency will no longer be available to you. It's really well said. And this is Lori H. that's saying this on Facebook. That's why it's so imperative for you now to make a conscious choice of what timeline you're choosing. See what I mean? You're going to sit there and play the same old thing all over again or keep cussing at yourself all the time, keep lowering your frequency, making sure you stay low, right? I don't feel good. It's going to take a long time for me to heal, right? You've heard me say these before. That's what I mean. It's our choice. God says, okay, fine. Have it your way. Because he can't help, you know. The Lord cannot help anybody that cannot help themselves, right? He won't, or she won't. I like to say she, you know. We have good news today, though. We have good news in a world full of bad news. Okay, so let's do the bad news first, okay? Edward Cornwallis, that I have talked about before, founder of Halifax, Nova Scotia, and the Canadian province of Nova Scotia, if you can follow me in the Canadian Maritimes on the East Coast. Edward Cornwallis, that was in 1749. He issued an order that can be known as the Scalping Proclamation, okay? No Indians did not invent scalping. Rewind. No Indians did not invent scalping. I was surprised when I found that out too. He did. He was the one who started his lotteries. For children's scalp, you get this many guineas. For a warrior scalp, you get this much. And so much in between. Women, older, you know. Guess what? Well, Cornwallis Street. People have a problem with that. Cornwallis statue. It's as bad as the Columbus statue, okay, with the axe and the red paint in the head, if anybody saw that. Or Christopher Columbus's statue kissing the pavement. Where's my picture? There is a street renaming and reconciliation ceremony. I'm so proud of the people of Kentville, Nova Scotia. A street renaming and reconciliation ceremony for the renaming of Cornwallis Street to Bridge Street. That's January 9th of 2024 between 5 and 7 p.m. Lower Recreation Center, 352 Main Street. Led by Indigenous leaders and elders, there will be a sacred fire, prayer, smudging, and drumming. Absolutely beautiful. Melt my heart. I'm so proud of them. And I wanted to be, I wanted that to be a part of the show because that's really good news. Those are people that are waking up. I know government's kind of allowing them to do it, right? That's kind of what I feel. But, you know, it's being done and it's going to wake up a lot more people. And I think it's very important. It's essential. I'd like to stay on the inner work, if I may, for one more shot, because rather than taking a bioweapon, why don't we take a shot of love? Okay. How about this? I want to share with you that good men do cry. Yes, they do. Okay. I was sitting in my Lazy Boy remembering how, you know, not too long ago, I didn't have the use of my legs. And I talked about, you know, the guy in the Corvette that's being seen by the guy in the clunker car, and he wants a Corvette, right? And the guy in the clunker car is seen by the biker who has a bicycle and he'd love a clunker. And the guy in the wheelchair that wants to, you know, be walking, because the guy walking wants the bike, right? You know how it is? So I'm sitting there not able to move my legs, and I don't know how long it's going to last. And I wept. One tear rolled down. And it was like, it's sacred. They say that when you cry, it's sacred. There's sacred tears. And you'd be surprised how many times good men will sit. I'm not saying I'm a good man. This is something that I'd like to read. You'd be surprised how many times good men sit in their car, on their bed, in the bathroom, in the living room, and just cry because they're so stressed or lost or confused or hurt or ready to give up. And then when good men show their face again, they look perfectly fine, unbothered, and still manage to smile and go about their business like nothing happened. So, you know, my instinct stops me for a second and says, Luca, you know, can I speak to your soul for a second? You know, you, right? And everybody listening to this, hearing it right now, you are the glue that's actually holding everything and everyone together. Your presence is power, believe it or not. When you speak, when you listen, when you share, when you touch, you know, when you show compassion, it resonates. You know, we have to remember that. So it's about sharing. It's about giving. And, you know, like they say in the movie Avatar, I see you. And it really means, you know, we understand. You know, they can talk about not having very much money, but yeah, I can because I live it. This is how I live. Maybe that's because I'm working so hard in the integrity level. Maybe there's a proportion there somewhere. Maybe there's a reason somewhere, a logic somewhere, right? But, you know, I want to say thank you to everybody listening for being the people they are and for really trying to do their best to make it the best world possible, because that's all we can do. That is all we can do. And when we come back from a little musical interlude, I would like to take you somewhere else. And you know what? I'm not going to even tell you where we're going because it's a surprise. Okay, so as we saw, as we clearly see with the Protocols of Zion, with the Covenant of the Illuminati, you know, and even if I were the devil, okay, when we heard that played, I don't know how many times, by none other than Paul Harvey in the 60s, okay, everything sounds alike. If you notice, they all sound alike. They all have the same passages. You know, you can hear it compartmentalizing, right? You can, oh, I remember that from somewhere. Oh, the Fed. I remember Woodrow Wilson speaking there. Oh, you know, you remember things. And it's really gratifying to find that out in your research, to have it verified over and over again. Oh, like in this next piece. And Steve is going to join me. And this is a little treat that we have for you. And we didn't want to tell anybody. Luca, you wanted to learn how to read, correct? Well, yeah. But okay, so this is what we're going to do. You're going to read piece by piece and no arguments, please. You're going to read this piece, and Steve here is happy to alternate with you. So at the end, you, both of you are going to be scored on your breaths, on your expressions, on your lacking or rushing. But don't worry, just relax. I mean, you're on national radio right now, and you are live. I thought that was a great intro, Steve. I had to throw that in.
Right.
For a guy that really wants to learn how to read, okay? And this is important because I really look up to Steve for the way he reads, and I've said it before on the show, and he's really teaching me how to just relax and breathe. And this piece is really, it's long enough for me to read, but it'd be a nuisance for me to read all of it myself. So my instinct again said, Luca, ask Steve to alternate with you. So what a good idea. Let's get on with this so you don't sit there and talk too long. Luca, why don't you get on with it? Like George Orwell's 1984, Wells' account that you are going to hear is a mass appeal for a one world government. Summarized, the intent and purpose of the Committee of 300 is to bring to pass these following conditions.
A one world government and one unity. One unit monetary system under permanent, non-elected, hereditary oligarchs. Oligarchists, that's what that word is, who select self from among their numbers in a form of a feudal system as it was in the Middle Ages.
In this one world entity, population will be limited by restrictions on the number of children per family, diseases, wars, famines, until 1 billion people who are useful to the ruling class in areas which will be strictly and clearly defined remain as the total world population.
This is not in there, but a lot of people actually believe that they're trying to get it down to half of a million, 500,000.
Yeah.
Because they really only need 500,000 people to clearly.
Oh, you mean 500 million? Like it was written on the Georgia Guidestones?
Well, yes. They said 500 million on the Georgia Guidestones, but yeah, they really only need 500,000. Anyways, I think you just read that. Okay.
Yeah.
There will be no middle ages, no middle class, only rulers and servants. All laws will be uniform under a legal system of world courts practicing the same unified code law of laws, backed up by a one world government, police force, and a one world unified military to enforce laws in all former countries where no national boundaries shall exist.
The system will be on the basis of a welfare state. Those who are obedient and servient to the one world government will be rewarded with the means to live. Those who are rebellious will simply be starved to death or declared outlaws, thus a target for anyone who wishes to kill them.
Privately owned firearms or weapons of any kind will be prohibited. Only one religion will be allowed, and that will be in the form of a one world government church. which has been in existence since 1920, as we shall see.
Satanism, Luciferianism, and witchcraft shall be recognized as legitimate one world government curricula with no private or church schools. All Christian churches have already all Christian churches have already been subverted, and Christianity will be a thing of the past in the one world government.
To induce a state where there is no individual freedom or any concept of liberty surviving, there shall be no such thing as republicanism, sovereignty, or rights residing with the people.
National pride and racial identity shall be stamped out, and in the transition phase, it shall be subject to the severest penalties to even mention one's racial origin.
Each person shall be fully indoctrinated that he or she is a creature of the one world government, with an identification number clearly marked on their person so as to be readily accessible, which identifying number shall be in the master file of the NATO computers in Brussels, Belgium, subject to instant retrieval by any agency of the one world government at any time.
And also, in the next clip you're going to hear later on after the break, you're going to hear the woman say that that's what they're going to do with the internet. There's going to be some kind of cyber attack or something that they can blame on anybody that the West is going to be preparing, like us, right? And, oh, no internet. And then the only way to get back on the internet, oh, I'm so sorry. You know, we're going to have an ID for everybody. And she'll explain that all anyway. It's getting to be that way. And, you know, if you follow the steps and you're aware of everything, you can pick it up, like compartmentalizing again. And Steve, please feel free to say anything at any time. We continue. The master files of the CIA, FBI, state and local police agencies, IRS, FEMA, Social Security, shall be vastly expanded and form the basis of personal records of all individuals in the United States.
I think George Orwell would have gushed at today's society if he were here to see it, Luca. I think he would have been giddy.
Absolutely.
Marriage shall be outlawed, and there shall be no family life as we know it. Children will be removed from their parents at an early age and brought up by wards as state property.
What did I just see today? The Vatican now is allowing priests to bless same-sex marriage. See? One step at a time. One small step at a time, and nobody notices. Such an experiment has carried out in East Germany under Erich Honecker, where children were taken away from parents considered by the state to be disloyal citizens.
They are also, I think they're allowing transgender priests and transgender pastors or whatever the case is, you know.
Mm. Yeah.
Women will be degraded through the continual process of women's liberation movements. Free sex shall be mandatory. Failure to comply at least once by the age of 20 shall be punishable by severe reprisals against her person.
See where this is going? They own you. The children, or I'm not going to say anything, sorry. Self-abortion shall be taught and practiced after two children are born to a woman. Such records shall be contained in the personal file of each woman in the New World Government's regional computers.
If a woman falls pregnant after she has previously given birth to two children, she shall be forcibly removed to an abortion clinic for such an abortion and sterilization to be carried out.
Pornography shall be promoted. That sounds like If I Were the Devil, remember? I don't know it by heart, but I do know it's in there very clearly. Pornography shall be... This is just like reading it. It's another version of it. And we've touched on so many other ones ever since we started. And it continues. This is about halfway down. Pornography shall be promoted and be compulsory showing in every theater of cinema, including homosexual and lesbian pornography.
Didn't I pass you a few days ago that that little World Health Organization, what they recommend for, you know, preschoolers, 3 to 5?
Oh,
then,
yeah.
And then up.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to be playing the clip.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Good. Good.
Yeah.
The use of recreational drugs shall be compulsory. Each person allowed drug quotas, which can be purchased at one world government stores throughout the world.
Mind control drugs shall be expanded and usage become compulsory. Such mind control drugs shall be given in food and or water supplies without the knowledge and or consent of the people.
Drug bars shall be set up, run by one world government employees, where the slave class shall be able to spend their free time.
And in this manner, the non-elite masses will be reduced to the level and behavior of controlled animals. This is what they think of us anyway, with no will of their own and easily regimented and controlled.
The economic system shall be based upon the ruling oligarch ethical. That's funny. Mm-hmm. Oligarch ethical class, allowing just enough foods and services to be produced to keep the mass slave labor camps going.
All wealth shall be aggregated in the hands of the elite members of the Committee of 300. Each individual shall be indoctrinated to understand that he or she is totally dependent upon the state for survival.
The world shall be ruled by the Committee of 300 executive decrees, which become instant law. Boris Yeltsin is using Committee of 300 decrees to impose the committee's will on Russia as a trial run. Courts of punishment and not courts of justice shall exist.
Steve, one thing, when they're saying Boris Yeltsin is using Committee of 300, that tells me that that was written between 1991 and 1999, because that's when Boris Yeltsin was in.
Yep.
So we kind of narrowed down, I think, when this was written, just by that one phrase, because he says Boris Yeltsin is using that type of thing in Russia. So it was interesting. Industry is to be totally destroyed. See, again, what were they doing in Germany and under Hitler? They were working as much on industry. Actually, it's exactly the opposite of what we just read, of pretty well everything. More industries, less dependent on other countries. Actually, he wouldn't want imports from other countries. No, we want to be less dependent on others. See, it's all inverted. It's incredible. Excuse me. And industry is to be totally destroyed along with nuclear-powered energy systems. Only the Committee of 300 members and their elitists shall have the right to any of the Earth's resources.
Agriculture shall be solely in the hands of the Committee of 300, with food production strictly controlled.
As these measures begin to take effect, large populations in the cities shall be forcibly removed to remote areas, and those who refuse to go shall be exterminated in the matter of the one world government experiment carried out by Pol Pot in Cambodia.
Sounds like Hunger Games, doesn't it?
Yeah, it's just like a video game. I was saying that on the last show. I think the elite see us as a chess game or like a video game for kids, but it's for adults, and we're in it, and we're fighting for our life, and they don't care. They're just pushing buttons, literally.
Euthanasia for the terminally ill and the aged shall be compulsory. No cities shall be larger than a predetermined number as described in the work of Kalergi.
Do you want us to go on break and we'll come back after this?
Yeah.
You want to do that now?
Sure.
Okay, so we're stopping here and we're going to go for a break because this is the stuff that's not really allowed on social media, okay? And this is where we go for TLBTalk.com. This is my home where I go to get unedited, uncensored stuff that I can keep forever. And it's a place to go. And we really hope that people will listen up and, you know, and heed, because censorship is really starting to crank up. Oh, it's frozen.
Uh-oh.
Okay. Oh, no, it always does that. It always wants to do that because everything's going so well. It froze and it just it threw everything out. So I'm going to go and open it up again.
I can.
Since it wants to play. No, no, it's cute. It's fine. I'm just talking to it because I have to talk to it. It's actually like a person that's out of control sometimes.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around, and be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Well, they say that if people are quiet in the chat, it's because they're listening.
Uh-huh.
that's what they say. I hope they like what they're hearing. You know what, Steve? Every single one of my audio clips just vanished right off the computer, right when I did that.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, it's just, you know, oh, no, okay, no, he's still, Boston Mark is still there. Okay, good. We just want to make sure you guys are there because we love you and we're hoping not to bore you because we're actually, I'm going to say it again for people who might have joined just now. This is Shake and Wake Radio and we are live. This is Luca's World.
Luca's World.
Learn to unlearn, second part of the hour. And we're going through a list of the Committee of 300 and what it sounds like. If these people win, okay, if we let them win, this is what it sounds like. And Steve just finished with the Kalergi plan, which is something that I've been talking about several times, okay? And, you know, this is Luca's world, too. It really is. This is what I go through in my world every day and every night. It's really rough, okay? Let's keep going on this, though. Essential workers will be moved to other cities if the one they're in becomes overpopulated.
Other non-essential workers will be chosen at random and sent to underpopulated cities to fill quotas.
At least 4 billion useless eaters, caveat, think Kissinger, shall be eliminated by the year 2050 by means of limited wars, organized epidemics, I can hardly say it, of fatal, rapid-acting diseases and starvation.
Energy, food, and water shall be kept at subsistence levels for the non-elite, starting with the white populations of Western Europe and North America, and then spreading to other races.
The population of Canada, Western Europe, and the United States will be decimated more rapidly than on other continents until the world's population reaches a manageable level of 1 billion, of which 500 million will consist of Chinese and Japanese races. Listen to this. Selected because they are people who have been regimented for centuries and who are accustomed to obeying authority without question.
So true there. So true.
See, so they are, you know, Kalergi was talking in the 1920s, we're going to flood Europe with immigrants. Uh-huh. They were already planning that.
Yep. From time to time, there shall be artificially contrived food and water shortages and medical care to remind the masses that their very existence depends on the goodwill of the Committee of 300.
After the destruction of housing, auto, steel, and heavy goods industries, there shall be limited housing and industries of any kind allowed to remain, shall be under the control of NATO's Club of Rome, as shall all scientific and space exploration development limited to the elite under the control of the Committee of 300.
I got to go. It's on two pages here. Space weapons.
Unbelievable.
Space weapons of all forms, former nations, shall be destroyed along with nuclear weapons. All essential and non-essential pharmaceutical products, doctors, dentists, healthcare workers will be restricted in the central computer data bank.
And no medicine or medical care will be prescribed without express permission of the regional controllers responsible for each city, town, and village. The United States will be flooded by people of alien cultures who will eventually overwhelm white America. Why do you think the borders are open, people? I knew this on the first day that our borders were open. And Kamala Harris wouldn't even go down. Do you remember that? The first time she was asked, a few days afterwards, it was open. I remember. I'm going to say it again. The United States will be flooded with people of alien cultures. Very important reason why, too. They will eventually overwhelm white America, people with no concept of what the United States Constitution stands for, and who will, in consequence, do nothing to defend it, and in whose minds the concept of liberty and justice is so weak to matter little.
Food and shelter shall be the main concern. No central bank, save the Bank of International Settlement and the World Bank, shall be allowed to operate.
Private banks will be outlawed. Remuneration for work performed shall be under a uniformed, predetermined scale throughout the one world government. There shall be no wage disputes allowed, nor any diversion from the standard uniform scales of pay laid down by the one world government. Those who break the law will be instantly executed.
There shall be no cash or coinage in the hands of the non-elite. All transactions shall be carried out by means of a debit card, which shall bear the identification number of the holder.
Yeah. See, this is where we're going with my clip that you're going to hear from, do I have her name? Yes, Whitney Webb. You might have heard of her. I hope people follow her. I've just heard of her recently, and I really like what she's saying, and I wanted to share it on the show as well. It's almost the same as this, except she's actually, this is something that was written before, right? She's actually reading it and telling it to us now as she's taking notes. So any person who in any way infringes the rules and regulations of the Committee of 300 shall have use of his or her card suspended for varying times according to the nature and severity of the infringement.
Such persons will be fined. Whoops. I moved my mouse and everything. Lost everything. I got to find it again. Such persons will be found, will find when they go to make purchases that their card is blacklisted and they will not be able to obtain services of any kind.
Attempts to trade old coins, that is to say silver coins of previous and now defunct nations, shall be treated as a capital crime subject to the death penalty.
All such coinage shall be required to be surrendered with any given time, along with guns, rifles, explosives, and automobiles.
And Steve, you're the one that reminded me that day of
You will own nothing and you will be happy.
You remember you told me about the executive order to seize and what was it? Seize all gold in 1913. Remember that?
1933.
Was it 33?
Uh-huh. That was Roosevelt. Yep.
Oh, okay. Because I have that executive order somewhere. Anyway, that, you know, this is what it sounds like. Again, only the elite of the one world government ranking functionaries will be allowed private transport, weapons, coinage, and automobiles.
If the offense is a serious one, the card will be seized at a checkpoint where it is presented. Therefore, that person shall not be able to obtain food, water, shelter, and employment, medical services, and shall be officially listed as an outlaw.
Large bands of outlaws will thus be created, and they will live in regions that best afford subsistence, subject to being hunted down and shot on sight.
Hunger Games, I told you.
Yeah.
Persons assisting outlaws in any way whatsoever shall likewise be shot. Outlaws who fail to surrender to the police or military after a declared period of time shall have a former family member selected at random to serve prison terms in their stead. Wow.
Yeah, rival factions. Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
The son pays for the father's crimes.
Yeah. Oh, it gets better, and we're almost at the end. Rival factions and groups such as Arabs and Jews and African tribes shall have differences magnified and allowed to wage wars of extermination against each other. I swear that's what they did with the Native Americans here, running them one against another and playing with them. And right, that's neo-colonialism is what that is. They end up killing each other, and the conquering government sits back and just watches, right?
Finish out your sentence there.
Under the eyes of NATO and UN observers.
The same tactics will be used in Central and South America. These wars of attrition shall take place before and take over of the one world government shall be engineered on every continent where large groups of people with ethnic and religious differences live, such as the Sikhs, Muslim, Pakistanis, and Hindu Indians.
Ethnic and religious differences shall be magnified and exacerbated, and violent conflict as a means of settling their differences shall be encouraged and fostered.
All information services and print media shall be under the control of a one-world government. Regular brainwashing control measures shall be passed off as entertainment in the manner in which it is practiced. It was practiced and became a fine art in the United States.
Wow, that deserves to be read again. It really does.
Regular brainwashing control measures shall be passed off as entertainment in the manner in which it is practiced and became a fine art in the United States.
Entertainment. And who was it that invented the first porn movies, the first homosexual movies in Germany? That's why it was called, Berlin was called Sin City, because the Jews were the non-Jews or the international Zionists were already there, kicked out of over 100 countries beforehand. And they're showing up. This is 1870 to 1920
They've been kicked out of, like you mentioned, over 100 countries over 2,000 years.
Yeah. But the first homosexual and the first perverse movies and clips and stuff came out from 1870 to 1920. That's something I never knew, and that's very important. To finish off, this is the last phrase we're reading here of the Committee of 300. Youths removed from disloyal parents shall receive special education designed to brutalize them. Youth of both sexes shall receive training to qualify as prison guards for the one world labor camp system.
That's like the little boy that was spying on Winston in the movie and the book.
Wow.
Did you see the movie or read the book?
And people aren't going to believe this until it shows up at our doorstep.
Yep.
You know, they're not. They're not going to believe this. Now I have to take out every single one of my clips that I was going to play, but that's okay because I can do that now because I'm not nervous anymore. We're just having a grand old time. And you know what? We're going to go right to the clips because, this is Whitney Webb, okay? And I wanted to do this because I wanted to make it like she was with me, okay? Like she was, you know, right here talking to me, right next to me. And because she can't, I figured I'd honor her in this way, okay? So this is Whitney Webb that you're going to listen to. And I'm going to offer her this recording if I can, if I ever get a hold of her, because I was going to ask her if I could, you know, use this. So suddenly under the guides of the WEF, and she says WEF, okay, so she speaks really quick. We see Russia and its big interests working with the USA, Inc., right? Oh, I thought Russia was blamed for whatever, for the false. Oh, well, you know, we flip sides all the time. Okay, so now under the WEF, Russia is working with Intel USA Intel, and it gets better. The WEF is collaborating with Intel agencies in the USA Inc. And shares the history. She talks about that. A cyber attack, problem, reaction, solution, Hegelian dialectic, call it what you will. The West sets up all the false flags, blame whoever they want, and leaves fingerprints of any country they desire, like targeted groups, right? It's crazy. And you get used to hearing her, and I didn't want to, you know, rip off what I thought of what she said. I thought it'd be better to have you listen to this. This is the first part.
So this was said at the WEF annual meeting earlier this year in January by the WEF managing director, Jeremy Juergens. And Juergens, as well as the WEF itself, has been involved in a series of simulations for several years now that I'm sure a lot of people in your audience are familiar with, called Cyber Polygon, which has been directly affiliated with Russia's government, as well as some of Russia's biggest banks and some of the biggest commercial banks in the world, and also backed by a lot of U.S. federal agencies, which is ironic when you consider, you know, all the about alleged Russian hacks over the years. They're very willing, under the guise of the WEF, to collaborate with the, you know, supposed hackers responsible for everything bad, you know, for several years ago. So that's quite revealing. But aside from Cyber Polygon, there's a lot that the WEF seeks to accomplish as it relates to the cyber realm. And they've been collaborating in a lot of ways with these same big banks and also American intelligence agencies in unprecedented ways that has not really gotten any coverage over the past several years. And a lot of this is housed within a public-private partnership the WEF manages called the World Economic Forum Partnership Against Cybercrime. And this particular organization, back a few years ago, gamed out with the Carnegie Endowment, along with the Federal Reserve, the Bank of England, the European Central Bank, so some of the biggest central banks in the world, as well as some of the biggest commercials in the world, like Bank of America and JP Morgan, how essentially the U.S. financial system was due to be the victim of a massive cyber attack. And if you're familiar with how things have been going in the U.S. financial or banking system recently, things are not in a very good state at all. And regardless of if there would be or will be a cyber attack in the near future, the banking and financial system in the United States is in deep doo-doo, right? So right. If you're the big banks and the intelligence agencies, you want to avoid what happened after the 2008 economic crisis, where there was unprecedented anger at Wall Street, because the whole hope and change Obama PSYOP essentially is probably not going to work again. So how do you allow that collapse to happen, because it has to happen, in such a way that the banks and the government are essentially blameless? Well, have a cyber attack happen, and you can literally blame any nation state or group for that hack. And we know this because of what WikiLeaks published right before Julian Assange was completely silenced and then later arrested and dragged out of the Ecuadorian embassy in London, Vault 7, which revealed things like the Umbridge program, among other things, that U.S. intelligence and other intelligence agencies that are affiliated with this WEF partnership against cybercrime have the ability to place the fingerprints of any nation state actor they wish, including Russia, China, Iran, and really North Korea, any other group as well, not just nation states, put their fingerprints in a hack they actually commit themselves. And this is very significant because this offers, you know, these intelligence agencies unprecedented ability to have to conduct false flag operations in the cyber realm.
Yeah. Ain't that nice? And next week, we're going to hear part two of her talk, because it gets better. And we find out that it's a lot more organized and a lot more evil than we think.
Hey, look,
and that'll be for next week. And because Steve is so much on the same wavelength that I am, he actually has the same clip that I prepared for this week without even us talking together. I have the same. This is exactly the same clip. You see, Steve sends me stuff, and I keep thanking him all the time. I keep saying thank you so much. We have Dr. Mark Trotsky, MD, speaking of the suggested policies of the World Health Organization. He calls it differently, though. Okay, hoping that most of us would kind of slip it under the carpet and obey and conform and never question, just like we heard from her, from Whitney, right? However, some of us that know better and that know how to compartmentalize a little better than others, we're catching on, and it's like, no, we have to speak on this. Sexual ed for kids, and this is standard. This is going – well, I'm not going to blow it. Let's have a listen to what he says. And I'm going to be careful for the volume.
The World Health Organization, this is from their document, Standards for Sexuality Education in Europe, but it's the same program everywhere. Now, these quotes are taken out from within the document. So according to them, children between 0 and 4 years must learn about masturbation and develop an interest in their own and others' bodies. It gets worse. Children between 4 and 6 years must learn about masturbation and be encouraged to express their sexual needs and wishes. Sexual needs and wishes? When I was 6 years old, I wanted a pony and an ice cream. Children between 6 and 9 years must learn about sexual intercourse, online pornography. Children 6 and 9, having a secret love. And self-stimulation. Yeah, oh yeah, 9-year-old, 6. Okay, and then children between 9 and 12 years should have their first sexual experience and learn to use online pornography. That's the World Homicidal Organization, and that is why I have a document. Emma Strong, can you give me that? And this is Emma. She's one of my fellow steering committee members from the World Council for Health. I'm so proud to be a part of it. Emma drove here from Michigan, and I want to, this is rejecting monopoly power over global public health from the World Council for Health, and I'd like to give each of you a copy. We brought you the summary because I know you've probably got a lot of reading already.
You know, it's like we told you so, okay? We told you so. This is the biggest, you know, they said that COVID was going to be the biggest, we told you so, okay? Standard sex ed for kids. Do you remember the colors on that thing added to the pride flag? The upside down, what do you call it? The triangle, okay? I'm sorry. Brought to you by the World Health Organization and its pedophiles. Oh, I'm sorry. Minor attracted persons. Right, okay? People get so fired up with these pronouns nowadays, you have to be careful, okay? Remember the south portico of the White House where that, you know, not the colored pride flag, I always say, it's the upside down triangle on top of it that I have a problem with. The colors of man is one thing, we know that. The colors of God, God's children, that's fine. But when you start to talk about white, pink, blue, brown, and black, I had a few, you know, knocks on my instinct about that were actually revealed to be verified, okay? And this is what we're seeing in Iceland, out of all places, as a foot walk to their church. Same thing. The colors, okay? Minor attracted persons. The white signifies, you know, their attraction to virgin children. In other words, no sex, no intercourse at all yet. Pink is the virgin and young girls. Okay. Blue, the light blue is for virgin boys. And the brown and black races have to succumb to this as well. So even if you don't agree with that, you can take it with a grain of salt because that's where this is going. I believe it enough to be able to say this on, you know, my radio show because it's hard to explain. When your instinct knows something, the fear goes away. It's like, no, there's too many coincidences, and coincidence doesn't even exist, okay? So we have those evil-looking and surreal, remember the angelic men with the erect wings pointing some 30 feet up in the air with pointed toes, right, at the Hoover Dam. At the entrance of the Hoover Dam, and I told you about what I thought of the Statue of Liberty being a reject from Europe. No, we don't want that silly thing here. Oh, well, America will love it. You know, it's no wonder that people like Russell Means end up saying, you know, he was a Lakota elder, and he knew what it was to be an Indian in America. He lived through Wounded Knee in 73, and he went through a lot, and he was in Congress himself, raising Cain and yelling and telling government what to do and where they're at as far as their integrity. And he's flawless. And he knows what the red, white, and blue are. And I'm in a state where I'm very ashamed to be an American today because of what's going on, because of what our government's allowing. Well, look at what he says. The red on the flag stands for the blood of the people spilled in the claiming of this land. The blue stands for the coldness of the white man's heart. The white stands for white supremacy that, you know, that this country was founded on. It's all bad karma, believe it or not. This is what I see when I look at the flag of this nation. And in honor of him, I like to pass that on because it's important. We have to, like they say in French, you know, we have to bar the T's and dot the I's, okay? You can't not talk about certain things and talk about this because you like it and it sounds good and it's going to get good attention and we're all going to feel good talking about it. That's not how it works. Next week, we're also going to hear about government theft at the banking level, which is pretty interesting. And I've got to go pretty soon because I have a funny feeling that I've been talking for quite a bit. And since I started my timer late, Steve, it's probably close to ending time, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
It is ending time. How long do we have?
It's ending time.
Okay. Please have a safe holidays. If I don't talk to you before then, I'm not sure if I will or not. Let's see. Today's the 18th, 1920, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Well, I don't think so. It'll probably be after Christmas. And just have a safe holidays. And remember, if you're bummed or if you need somebody, just call. Call Annie, call me, you know, we want to stay together and we want you to know that we're there for you and that we love you. And we'll see you, after the holidays, I guess. Take care, everybody, and be safe.